Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
There's agreement on a new $88 billion budget for New York City, and Mayor de Blasio says it includes a billion-dollar cut for the NYPD.
The cuts to the police budget include canceling the recruit class in July. That's 1,100 fewer cops.
We are doing something that we had to do a lot of work to make sure we could do effectively and safely, which was canceling the July class. That does reduce the headcount for the NYPD.
Mayor de Blasio says further savings will be made through overtime reduction.
Of course we can do better, and in a big way do better on overtime, because historically agencies still have more to give when it comes to overtime.
Capital money that was going to a new 116th precinct in Southeast Queens will now be used to build a community center in Jamaica. And the mayor adds that without labor concessions or a Washington bailout, 22,000 city workers could get pink slipped in October. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Governor Murphy has signed a 3-month spending plan for New Jersey that he describes as bare bones. He says it amounts to a 5% across-the-board cut for non-salary operating costs and eliminates other spending.
While state aid to our schools and other critical payments are maintained, vital social programs that are helping residents through this pandemic are safeguarded, and a modernization of our unemployment platforms is seeded. This plan cuts all other discretionary grants by 10%. It defers billions of dollars in payments until the fall.
Now he has to get to work with state legislators to enact a budget to carry New Jersey through next June. J-Lo and A-Rod will deliver the keynote speeches during tonight's citywide virtual high school graduation ceremony. There will also be musical performances and special guest speakers, including award-winning Hamilton artist Lin-Manuel Miranda. The graduation celebration will air on Channel 11, and it'll be live-streamed on the Department of Education social media channels. It begins at 7 o'clock. The American Academy of Pediatrics says kids need to be physically in school when they return in the fall. The advice comes as states consider how to safely start the upcoming school year amid the pandemic. It says that students need to be in class for the sake of their well-being. Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo have said New York City may delay allowing indoor dining amid signs it poses a risk of spreading coronavirus. The city is set to enter the third phase of reopening on Monday. We should get a final decision tomorrow on whether that will include any indoor dining. As air travel continues to pick up, flyers will notice an adjustment at TSA checkpoints.
TSA Administrator David Pekoski says travelers will be able to bring more hand sanitizer on board than they have in the past.
If passengers have hand sanitizer, they can carry up to 12 ounces through the screening checkpoint. They should just be aware that we still do need to resolve that what's in the container at 12 ounces is in fact hand sanitizer.
All other liquids are limited to the typical 3.4 ounces.
Correspondent Clayton Neville. President Trump tweeting today about people being sought for splashing red paint on two statues of George Washington on the arch at Washington Square Park in Manhattan. He tweeted, "We're tracking down the two anarchists, and they will be prosecuted and face 10 years in prison based on the Monuments and Statues Act." The NYPD says there is video of two men vandalizing the arch, while a woman on a city bike possibly acts as a lookout. Parks Department workers have removed the red paint and power washed the arch. Authorities in West Haven, Connecticut, continue to look for school teacher Gil Cunha. He went missing nearly 2 months ago after celebrating his 50th birthday. His family says it just seems like he vanished into thin air. There are several billboards and hundreds of missing persons posters seeking information. His family says Cunha had been ill, and it was assumed he had COVID-19. He had been self-isolating and then just disappeared.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.